是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Today we are going to talk about a very hip food.
Jenny has a bag of something in the studio.And I'm a little bit curious to see what's inside.
我刚刚说我们今天要讲一种吃的东西，它是很 hip。之前节目教过大家 hip 是很潮的。
Right.
这个 food 它其实是咱们中国有一个地区很传统的一种食物，但是现在在全国以及 overseas， 它的变成很 hip 很潮的一个吃的东西。这个东西就是螺蛳粉。
哒哒。
Snail rice noodles.
Wow.
Okay, 那首先说一下 snail, S-N-A-I-L,、
right.
就是螺丝。它不是蜗牛吗？蜗牛 ,escargot.
Escargot, yeah. Escargot is just a French,、French name. For, it's the same animal, but it's just a fancier name.
其实我觉得螺丝是 river snail,、它是在河里的。
Okay, so maybe they're cousins.
好，那讲到这个螺丝粉，就像 Adam 说的，我今天带了一包。
Wow, yeah.
因为我说 Adam, 我们做这个节目，这个吃的东西，你不能不闻它的味道。
Yeah, and it's definitely wafting around the studio.
这很有味道。
I can see why people call this the durian of soup.
榴莲，说它像榴莲一样、
right.
但它这个就反正是个很奇妙的一个东西、
right.
而且我们也是第一次就是在录音室里吃东西，我们今天不会吃，因为也没有烫水来煮它，但是我可以把里面不同的这些料包都拆开来给你闻闻。
She has been following me around with this bag. You must smell.
我早上专门去大统华华人超市买的，你看看人家上面写的柳州 snail rice noodles.
Right.
而且还写了一个出口版 export.
It actually is a pretty slick looking package.
Yeah, yeah, 很 slick, 很 hip 的一个 packaging 啊。好，那等一下我会一包一包拆这个里面的配料，特别是酸豆角啊、酸笋啊这些东西，让 Adam 体验一下。好，那其实今天想做这个节目呢，就是像刚才说的，螺蛳粉其实在国内已经红了好几年了。And it really came out of kind of nowhere.之前可能你要出柳州 Do you know where 柳州 is?
I do, yeah.
广西
Yeah,、so I lived in Guangdong for many years, so
你去过广西吗？
I did.
Really?
Yeah.、
你去哪里？南宁、桂林？
No, it was a much smaller place. I must admit, I forget the name, because we would always go for just like gigs, shows.
去表演是吧、
right, yeah.
好 we shall investigate later.、Okay. 对，但今天想做螺蛳粉呢，就是因为就除了在中国很红以外，现在螺蛳粉也红到海外了。You can actually get it in over dozens of countries outside China.
Wow.
在亚马逊上就有很多买螺蛳粉的商家、然后 yeah, any big Chinese supermarkets overseas, 对也有
Right, so it is officially taking the world by storm.
有一点 If something is taking the world by storm,、就是它席卷全球是吧
Right.
其实像螺蛳粉这样的刚刚我们说它有一个很特别的这个味道就很特别的 smell and taste. 然后通常我们就说它这个味道不是说人人都能接受，但是爱的人会真的很 passionate, 非常 love it.
You know? Oh, you know, it's funny. I can't think of the brand, but there is a brand over here where we say those who love it a lot.
对对，螺蛳粉就是 this kind of food.、对，中文里面我们会把差不多这样的菜叫做黑暗料理。
Oh, I remember we did a show.
对，以前做过。
Right.
有一点非主流。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, it goes against the mainstream, right?、Non-mainstream.
But usually these things start off non-mainstream,、but like 螺蛳粉, it's very mainstream in China now.
Yeah, yeah, so I mean, that's usually how things work. It's products or brands, they build a cult following.
Cult, 翻译是邪教，但是当我们说一个东西它有一个 cult following,
right, it's following, not negative.
对 following 是粉丝很喜欢他的人、就是说是有一些很热爱他的 And we can call these things cult products, right?
Right? Exactly.、
但是我觉得回到你刚刚说的 those who love it a lot,、就它是属于这种比较 polarizing, 比较、两 讲几分话。
Right, right, because not everybody can really accept the unique taste.
Yeah, you either love it or hate it, I guess.
I mean, it's funny when you talk about the word unique with a food, because usually like a person, oh, she's unique, that's nice. But if a food is unique, you know, maybe you don't want your food to be unique.
To be unique. 但我今天想 convince 你的就是螺蛳粉的这个 uniqueness, 它很有魅力的。You're gonna get hooked.
Okay.
你会上瘾。
Wow.
但是我们还是先来看看这个螺蛳粉啊 ,snail rice noodles. Do you know why we call it snail 螺蛳粉、
啊、I don't.
我之前还以为说那个米粉这个 rice noodles 的样子可能是卷卷的长得很像个小螺丝、mm. 但其实不是是因为它那个汤里面是有螺丝煮出来的。
Okay, okay. So the soup stock is,、
yeah.
it's not chicken stock, it's not beef stock.
It's river snail stock.
Delicious.
你是 vegetarian, 所以你没有吃过。其实螺丝我们上海也常吃，但是我们是炒，就是上海那种酱油，对。
Sugar. I would imagine they put a lot of sugar in.
炒螺丝没有那么多 sugar, 有一点，但是我小时候也很爱吃螺丝。
Okay. Do they add anything else? Or is it pure snail?
上海我觉得螺丝还有我们那个大的田螺就是说里面一定要弄点肥肉、mm, fatty pork、
okay.
搞进去它味道会更好
Okay, so I'm not an expert on snails here but I assume that inside the shell、mm. there's a little bit of meat so does the dish come with the snail meat?
爱吃螺丝粉的朋友或者柳州的朋友告诉我们好不好、mm. 你吃螺丝粉的时候是不是能吃到螺丝里面的肉哈
Okay, I'm seeing some pickles in there
我们现在就来Unboxing, 好吧
Okay, all right.
拆袋
The aroma is definitely growing.
首先我买的时候这一袋还挺大的我以为里面有好多好多包、mm. 但其实你只能做一碗。
Oh.
But because each bowl contains a lot of different ingredients, right?
right?
So we've got this 米粉包
Okay.That looks good. I can eat that. Okay, so we got some dry rice noodles. Mmm, I can eat this.
Yeah, and then 螺丝汤料包
Oh, okay. Snail soup bag.
我想摸一摸里面有没有螺丝肉 I don't think so. It's all liquid.
Okay.
拆开来闻一下。你闻一下。没有，这个其实就是咸咸辣辣的味道。
Oh, nice.
Right? It doesn't have 刚刚说的那种 unique...smell. 辣油包 so...
Ooh, chili oil.
Chili oil. 对好像螺丝粉一般都是辣的酸辣酸辣。这个你喜欢这个腐竹花生。
Oh, nice. So like tofu skin?
Yeah, and peanuts.
And peanuts. Okay, so I can eat a lot of this.
This is all vegetarian. I don't think any of this has meat in it.
Except the snail.
这里面都没有 snail 啊
wow,
我都不会跟你吃。哦这个你木耳你也可以吃嘛。
Ooh, okay.
这些看完以后最后最重要的两个包来了。That's what's giving it the unique taste.
Okay.
酸笋包。
Ooh, nice. Okay, so we got some pickles. Pickled bamboo shoots.
其实讲到中国咱们有很多这种酸笋啊酸豆角啊、
right.
都可以叫它们是 pickle, 对吧、
right.
就像一种酱菜。那还有一个就是不能少的酸豆角。
Ooh, okay. Cowpea. Ooh, pickled cowpea and pickled radish.
我现在把酸豆角和酸笋拆一下。Are you ready for me to open these pickled 酸笋和酸豆角?
Brace yourself, Adam.
我也没有闻过，我来试试。Not that bad. 没有很重的味道啊。
Yeah, it smells like pickles.
It just smells like pickled 酸笋。Oh, 来了，是这个笋。
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very strong.
Okay, so the pickled bamboo shoots, definitely causing the stinkiness.
对，它是有一点臭，但是就像 stinky tofu, 就像臭豆腐，它是闻起来臭，吃起来香。
Right. So when you actually taste them, you think, wow, this tastes great.
Yeah, 我们其实一直在说螺蛳粉的味道很 unique, 很独特，但我们也没有说它具体是个什么味道。但是如果你用英语搜螺蛳粉粉的话，就有很多国外的网友会形容它的这个味道说 it's a little odorous.
Odorous, yeah. Yeah, usually odor is not a pleasant way to describe smell.
Odor 就是 stinky 的意思、
right.
就有点臭是吧
right. Whereas aromatic or aroma, those are always positive words to describe smell.
很香。Mm. 但螺蛳粉的这个 uniqueness 独到之处就是很多网友说 it's very odorous,、mm. but it's very aromatic at the same
time. In a good
way,
yeah.
对，它同时又臭又香。
Right, well, hey, there's no law that one thing, you know, has to be odorous or aromatic.
Exactly.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and aroma is in the nose of the smeller.
Eater.
The eater.
对，所以英文不是有一个词叫 infamous 吗？就是 famous 有名的反义词，对不对？
Well, it's not really the opposite of famous. The opposite of famous is nobody knows you. But it's when you're famous for something that's not really good.
因为我在 CNN 看到一篇报道说螺蛳粉 has an infamous smell.
Right, right.
But it's taking China by storm. It's
right.
taking the world by storm.
Right, right. It is a good word, infamous. We could almost do a whole show just on infamous. Just remember that we say famous and infamous.
其实很多爱吃螺蛳粉的朋友自己也都会说，嗯，它就是臭臭的，可是就是因为它臭它才好吃啊，它才香啊，对不对？
嗯，
那其实真的给螺蛳粉赋予这种味道的主要还是刚刚我们说的这些 pickled 东西。
嗯，
它只要是发酵过 fermented、
right.
都会 they will develop this kind of unique taste and smell.
Yeah,、
right?
when you ferment something, it's going to stink.
对。
But it will stink, you know,
in a good way.
In a good way.、Yeah.
它是 you know, sour and stinky, 酸酸臭臭的。
Right.
就很开胃，酸的东西 is very appetizing, 我们说是吧。
When I had a beer for the first time,、I thought, this is disgusting.、Whereas right now, all I can think about is having a beer.
螺蛳粉也是就、很多人他第一次吃他可能不习惯、
mm.
但他第二次第三次吃他说你肯定会上瘾
Right, right. So it only takes a few bowls to get you hooked.
所以对一个什么东西上瘾我们可以说 hooked.
I'm hooked on、snail rice noodles.
就和 addicted to 一样的意思是吧
It is, yeah.、
嗯、
well, I think as always, when you can have it prepared,at a restaurant. The end of the day, food is usually going to be better for you when you have it prepared fresh.
特别是很多螺蛳粉的店是那种很小的店。
Mm. Hole in the wall?
对 like、oh, hole、yeah. in the wall restaurants. You want to go to like a hole in the wall place for 螺蛳粉。
But it sounds like there's a lot of fancy places that are also doing this.
Yeah, I'm guessing so. 现在很多 fancy 的地方，因为这个市场很大嘛。
Right.
螺蛳粉的 followers, fans 很多嘛。好，那我们今天的节目就到这里啊。I can't wait to go home and cook this instant 螺蛳粉。
I am really thinking about stealing those pickles from you when you're not looking.
How about we share?
Share the pickles.
对，因为你螺蛳粉，你把我的酸豆角酸笋偷走，它就不是螺蛳粉了。我可以分你一。一半好不好、
oh, nice, awesome.
好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。我想我们听众里肯定也有很多是非常爱吃螺蛳粉的啊。What makes you fall in love with it?、
What got you hooked?
对 ，What's the magic? Let us know. 好，那感谢大家今天的收听。We will see you next time.
All right, bye guys.